Time to continue the very popular series from Cathy Ann Murtha from the Access Technology Institute on Windows Fundamentals. She's going to be showing us some of the secrets of the Start menu today. If you want to find out more about the Access Technology Institute, you can visit them on the web at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com.
The Start menu of Windows allows you to take a lot of actions of which you might not be aware. Today I'm going to take you into the Start menu, the program subfolder, and show you how you can rearrange, delete, make shortcuts, and do so much more directly from the Start menu. I'm also going to talk about the Run dialog of Windows. Lots of things can happen from there, too, and I think it's going to be kind of fun today. I'm going to show you some hints, tips, and secrets of Windows that may not have been revealed to you. Of course, to open the Start menu, you can either press the Windows key on your Windows keyboard, or you can press Control-Escape. Once you are in the Start menu of Windows, you have a number of options. One of those is, of course, Programs, P for Programs. Within the Programs submenu, you will find all of the programs installed on your computer. Now, you cannot rename them or delete them through the usual methods we've discussed in this course. F2, of course, will not work. You'll find the delete key will be ineffective. But the Windows application key, or Shift F10, will open up a context menu specific to this particular menu. You can use these context menus anywhere in Windows. You'll find it will work when you're in a list view. It will work on the Internet. It will work in a variety of places, and you'll find the most fascinating options. And that's what I'm going to show you today in the Start menu of Windows. To open the Start menu, of course, you can press your Windows key or Control-Escape. And we're going to go into the Programs folder where all of your programs are installed. Using your up and down arrow key, of course, you'll find all of these options are here. If you would like to take an action on one of these options, press either your Windows application key. Now, if you have a Windows keyboard, feel your right control key. And the key right next to that, that extra key on your keyboard, that's the magic key. That's the Windows application key. You can press that, or you can press Shift F10. Now, once you've pressed that Windows application key or Shift F10, use your up and down arrow. Notice you have Open, Explore, Print, Rename. If you would like to rename an item in your program subfolder or a subfolder thereof, all you have to do is press Enter on Rename, type the new name, and press Enter. And it becomes renamed. This is real nice for things like Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Access, Microsoft PowerPoint. You know, when you go into your Programs menu, you can press M to find Microsoft Access, and then you have to press M to get to Microsoft Word. Well, renaming Access to Access, PowerPoint to PowerPoint, Outlook to Outlook, just naming it Outlook, Access, PowerPoint, and Word makes it so much easier to access. So, you can rename items within this menu just by pressing Enter on the rename, renaming the item, and pressing Enter once more. You don't leave the menu. What happens is that within the menu, the currently selected item becomes an edit field, and you can type the new name. So, for example, you would focus on Microsoft Access, and then you would open up that context menu with your Windows application key or Shift F10, cursor down to rename and press Enter, type Access and press Enter. It's renamed. That's all there is to it. Very easy. You can find items. If you have Winamp, you can play a document in Winamp. Of course, that would be reserved for documents that are associated with Winamp, such as a WAV file or an MP3. You have sharing. If you have a network, you can share a folder or you can share an item with other people on your network. If you press Enter on that, it will open the sharing dialog. The Send To is an especially nice little feature. You can send a shortcut for this item, for the currently selected item, to your A drive. You can send it to your desktop. You can send it to, if you have a CD drive, maybe a CDRW drive, you can send it to DirectCD. You can send it to an email recipient. Maybe your friend says, I lost my shortcut for Microsoft Word. I have Word 2000, so do you. How do I make a shortcut for this? Well, you can say, let me send you the shortcut. So you focus on Microsoft Word, and then you cursor down to Send To, and you press Enter on Mail Recipient as attachment. It launches a mail form. You fill in the information necessary. The shortcut's already attached, and when you mail it, that little shortcut rides piggyback to its destination. Notice you also have desktop, create shortcut. This is a nice little feature. I showed you a couple weeks ago how to create shortcuts on your desktop. We went the long way about it because I wanted you to understand the underpinnings. And if somebody ever does take away your ability to use your Sentoo, you'll still have the ability to create shortcuts. But a shorter way is the Send to Desktop option. You press Enter on Sentoo and then press Enter on Desktop Create Shortcut, and a shortcut to the application is placed on the desktop. It's a nice feature. You also have the ability to send it to your A drive. Maybe you want to take something from your desktop home with you, or something from your Start menu home with you. You can send it to your A drive, copy it to your floppy, and take it home. So the Send to submenu of this context menu is a nice little feature because it allows you to do a number of things with these shortcuts. Now realize you are doing it with shortcuts here within your Start menu. But that Send to is also available to you in My Computer. It's also available to you in Windows Explorer. It's available to you on your desktop. So if you want to send anything to your A drive, you can do so. Returning to that main context menu, you can just press Escape to get out of that Send To. Notice that there are even more options. You can cut. That means if you'd wanted to, for example, you have Microsoft Access, Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft PowerPoint, and Microsoft Word, all in your main Start menu. Well, perhaps you would like to cut those and paste them into a folder. You can do so. You can cut it to your clipboard. That removes it from your Start menu. And then you could take it anywhere on your computer and paste it into a folder. You can copy the shortcut from your programs folder and then paste it anywhere you want. Maybe you're creating a folder on your desktop with shortcuts, and you can copy it from your program subfolder and paste it anywhere on your computer. You can also create a shortcut for it right within the Start menu. So if you're focused on Microsoft Word, and you press Enter on Create Shortcut within this menu, this initial menu, it's going to create a shortcut within this menu. You could cut it to your clipboard and then paste it anywhere you wanted. Delete. You can delete the item if you'd like. And you can, of course, sort by name. This is a real nice feature. It allows you to put everything in alphabetical order. So if you are in your program subfolder, you press Shift-F10, cursor down to Sort by Name and press Enter, everything in your Start menu is reorganized in alphabetical order. It can help you understand what you may have there and what you might not. The last option is Properties. You can look at the properties of the currently focused item. If you'd like to create a shortcut for an application in your Start menu rather than on your desktop, you can do so by going into the Properties of the item. You just press Enter. And then you would press your tab key until you hear that shortcut key field and type the shortcut key you'd like to have open that application or launch that application. So the Windows application key or Shift F10 will open up the context menu for the currently selected item. Remember that you have folders within this Start menu which will open submenus. You may have, for example, a Window Eyes or a JFW submenu. You can open up that submenu, focus on the actual shortcut that will launch the application, and you can copy it. You can create a shortcut on the desktop to it, do any number of things you'd like. You can also sort your submenus by name if you'd like to. Just open up that context menu, cursor down to Sort by Name, press Enter, and your submenus can also be sorted by name, so they'll be sorted alphabetically. And of course, you always can look at the properties. You can also send it to the desktop or send it to your A drive or send it anywhere you'd like. So the Windows application menu is a real nice feature of Windows. And I hope that you will explore it. You will notice going into your Start menu when you just press your Windows key or Control Escape that you also have the same option. You can sort your actual Start menu alphabetically. so that all of the things that you have on there that you've created, for example, maybe you have a folder for your internet utilities. You have a new Office document, an Open Office document. Maybe a Windows Update is there, maybe WinZip and some other programs. Well, you can sort those alphabetically in your primary start menu. You can't sort the Run, the Help, the Find. Those are system controlled, so those are always going to remain near the bottom. But anything that's been added, anything that has been added by applications installing themselves on your computer, may be sorted. Now let's visit that Run dialog, shall we? Opening your Start menu and cursoring down to Run and pressing Enter places you in a dialog that says type the name of the program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. This is probably one of the most powerful features of Windows that you may not have explored. Today I'd like to explore it with you. You can open folders in a My Computer view from right here within this Run dialog. Now this Run dialog can be opened in two ways. Your Start menu, cursor down to Run and press Enter, or hold down your Windows key, don't let go of it, and tap R. Now once you've done that, you have the ability to open pretty much anything on your computer. How about the C drive? Remember how to open a drive? C:\D:\? Well, type C:\ and press Enter. And notice that you are placed in a My Computer view of your C drive. You can use your up and down arrow to navigate. One more time, press that Windows key, that context menu key, Windows application key, or Shift F10. And there is a context menu allowing you to open, allowing you to explore, allowing you to cut, copy, send a shortcut. All sorts of options available to you with that Windows application menu. Close out the C drive with Control W, and then open up the Run dialog one more time with Windows key R. Windows key R. You can open a folder. Well, we know that we have a Program Files folder on the computer. So, type C:\ Program Files / and press Enter. Notice that you are now in the Program Files folder of your computer. You have the ability to open any folder on your computer just by typing the path. C:\, the name of the folder, / Remember that trailing / It's very important. It tells Windows that that is a folder and you want to open it so you can view its contents. You can close that with Control W and return to the Run dialog with Windows key R. How about a document? Maybe you have a document in the My Documents folder called Resume. Well, you can type the direct path to that document, but it is important you remember the file extension. Remember that all documents within Windows have file extensions. Microsoft Word documents have the extension of .doc. So if you type C:\ my space documents, make sure you put that space in there, /resume.doc and press Enter, then you will open up your resume in Microsoft Word because of that file association. Now if the file doesn't exist or if you make a typo, it's going to come up and give you an error that it cannot find the file and that you may need to try again. You can just press Enter, go back into the dialog, by default it'll take you there, and you can just type the path one more time, try again till you get it right. So you have the ability to browse drives, you can browse folders, and you can of course open a document directly through the use of this Run dialog. But there's more, as they say in infomercials, and let me give you some more. You can open internet locations. Somebody calls you and says, I have this great site you need to visit. It has the most wonderful things in the world, great things that you just have to look at. Well, you know that if you try and log on to the internet and you're using a modem and you only have one phone line, you're going to get an error because you're on the phone. So open your Run dialog, Windows key R, and when they tell you the path, www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com, type the path into your Run dialog. Make sure you use the www. It would be www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. And then just leave it sit there. Have your conversation. When you're done on the phone, you say to yourself, I want to visit that site. Press the Enter key. Now, if you're using a modem, the dial-up network will come up, automatically log you onto the Internet, and load that web page. If you're on a network, it'll just load the web page. so you can access web pages directly from the Run dialog of Windows. Just type www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com and press Enter, and you will be logged onto that website on the Internet. So any website will work. FTP sites will work. Do you want to download some files from the FTP site of ACB Radio? Maybe you want to download this lesson when it becomes available. Well, within the Run dialog, type ftp.acbradio.org and press Enter. Internet Explorer will log on to the ACB Radio website, and you will be able to navigate just like you were in My Computer. Now, the difference is when you want to download a file, you'll have to use your Windows application menu, that Windows application key or Shift F10, cursor down to Save Target As and press Enter. It comes up and asks you what the file shall be named, and you can type a path if you'd like to. Maybe you've created a folder on your C drive called Classes. You can just type C:\classes, and if you'd like to, you can rename the file. You can rename it to lesson1.mp3, or you could name it to kathyannsclass.mp3, whatever you'd like to call it. Just press Enter, and it will be downloaded to your computer. So you have the ability to download files from your computer without ever going into an FTP client, without having to open up manually Internet Explorer. You can do so by logging on to the FTP site via Internet Explorer through your Run menu. Really nice feature of Windows. But wait, there's still more. What if you would like to send an email? You're on the telephone again, and you don't want to go through the trouble of making somebody wait for you to call up your Internet email program. Maybe you're using a program that takes a little bit longer to load than you'd like. And maybe this person is calling from Zimbabwe, and you want to get this down quickly because it's costing them a lot of money to call you. All you have to do is open your Run dialog with Windows key R and type mail2: and the email address. So maybe you'd like to send a message to me. mail2: kathy@accesstechnologyinstitute.com. No spaces. You put it all together as one contiguous string. mailto: kathy@accesstechnologyinstitute.com. Press Enter. Your default email program will pop up, and you will be placed in an email form for your default email program, already addressed to me. All you have to do is fill in the subject, fill in the body, and you're on your way. Send it as usual. Now, what if your default email program comes up and it's Outlook Express and you're a Eudora user? What if it comes up and it's Outlook Express and you are a PM Mail user? Well, you need to configure your default email program. Easily accomplished, and I'd like to walk you through that now, and then we'll return to the Run dialog. To set your default email program, let's visit the control panel of Windows. I'd like you to press your Windows key, cursor down to Settings, and press Enter, and then press Enter on Control Panel. Once you've pressed Enter on Control Panel, it brings up a lot of utilities for your computer. I'd like you to focus on Internet Options and press Enter. Now, this is also available within Internet Explorer in the Tools menu, Internet Options. So you can access it through Internet Explorer if you'd like as well. Press Control-Shift-Tab 2 times. You want to access the Programs property sheet. Once you are on the Programs property sheet, you'll be dropped into a field that says HTML Editor. You want to press your Tab key 1 time. There's your email client. Use your up and down arrow keys to select the appropriate client, the client you use for your email, whether it's Eudora, PM Mail, Outlook, Outlook Express, whatever it might be. When you're done, press Enter, and then press Control W to close the control panel. That's all there is to it. In the future, when you try to send an email or send an attachment via email through the Send dialog, or when you do a mail2: from within the Run dialog, it will automatically be sent through that program you just configured within your Internet Options. So you have the ability to browse your drives. You can browse your folders. You can also browse your, or actually open a document directly, whether it be a Word document, an MP3 file. It could be a document which is a spreadsheet for Excel or a PowerPoint presentation. Any document can be opened from the command line within the Run dialog. You also know now how to open a website and also how to send an email. Multifaceted little creature, isn't it? It's really a wonderful tool. And you can also do a little bit more. What if you want to look at your desktop? Look at your desktop in a My Computer view. Maybe the desktop itself is a little bit frustrating for you to access. Well, your default or your host folder for Windows is your Windows folder. And the Run dialog has a direct link to that Windows folder. So any folder or application existing within the Windows folder can be accessed directly from the Run dialog. Your desktop is just a folder in Windows. So within the Run dialog, remember Windows key R, or open up your Start menu, press Enter on Run, type desktop, DESKTOP, all one word, and press Enter. Notice what you're accessing. In My Computer, you're accessing your desktop. There it is. If you were to delete an item, create a shortcut, if you were to rename an item, it has an effect on your physical desktop because this desktop is your actual desktop. The desktop of Windows is just a folder within your Windows folder. And anything you do here will affect the physical desktop of your computer. You can create a folder and move shortcuts into a folder. You can copy a document and that document will appear on your physical desktop. Anything you do here affects your desktop. Close this with Control W and let's open your Run dialog one more time. Windows key R. Type send to, S-E-N-D-T-O, and press Enter. Once again, you will have a folder open in a My Computer view. Now use your arrow keys to navigate through the options and listen. I bet it sounds rather familiar. Email recipient, My Documents. You have your A drive and your C drive. This is the Send To menu that you brought up when you were accessing the Start menu and the program subfolder of your Start menu. This is the same menu, context menu, that will be brought up when you go into Windows Explorer or My Computer. If you make changes here, delete any options or add any options, then that will be added to your Send To submenu when you are working within the Start menu, Windows Explorer, My Computer. Let's say, for example, you don't want to always use Notepad to view text files. Maybe you'd like to use WordPad sometime to view text files. Well, you can add a shortcut to this menu to WordPad. Remember how to create a shortcut? You would open the File menu, press Enter on New, press Enter on Shortcut, and then you would browse the path to WordPad. And the path to WordPad is your Program Files, Accessories, and then WordPad.exe. So if you were to browse that path and press Enter, and then name it WordPad within this folder, you will create a shortcut to WordPad, which will be added to your Send To menu throughout Windows. Within applications, the Send To submenus of the File menu are application specific, but this is the Windows Send To. So anything you would be doing within Windows as far as file management is concerned, we'll use this Send To menu, and you will be able to add items and delete items if you'd wish. Maybe you have Windows Media Player as your default sound player for MP3 files, but on occasion you like to use Winamp. Well, you can create a shortcut to Winamp here within the Send To menu, and anytime you wish, you can focus on an MP3 file, and then just press your Windows application key or Shift F10, press Enter on Send To, and Winamp will be within that Send To submenu. Press Enter on Winamp, you send that file to Winamp, not to Windows Media Player, and it will play in Winamp. just a couple examples of what you can do with the Send To menu. It's a really nice little feature. So the Send To is a submenu of Windows as well. There's also a neat little shortcut for the Run dialog, which will open up a list of the application shortcuts available to you on your desktop. It won't open up the view that shows the Recycle Bin, Network Neighborhood, My Computer, etc., but it will show you just the applications on your desktop. Press Windows key R, type a period, just one little period, a dot, and press Enter. And there are all of the application shortcuts on your desktop. Use your arrow keys to navigate. And again, any changes you make here will affect your desktop, because this is your desktop. It's just eliminating all of the actual system icons. So that's a nice little feature. You also can access applications from within your Windows folder through your Run dialog. Windows key R, type msconfig, msconfig. M-S-C-O-N-F-I-G, and press Enter. Now, this is an application within Windows that determines the applications that will run when your computer first boots. If you are a Windows 98 user, press Control-Shift-Tab. If you're a Windows Millennium user, press Control-Shift-Tab one more time. You should be accessing the Startup property sheet, and you should hear a series of checkboxes. So if you don't hear it, press Control-Shift-Tab again until you hear a series of checkboxes. You should be able to use your up and down arrow key to navigate through these checkboxes. These are all of the applications that are running when your computer first boots. And a lot of these are not necessary. If this is the first time you are accessing your msconfig, every one of these options is currently checked. You may find some familiar names in here. For example, you're an ICQ user. You may find Mirabilis, I can never pronounce that, ICQ. If you focus on Mirabilis ICQ and press the space bar, you uncheck that option. It no longer loads at startup. If you've been having trouble, you may be using a dial-up connection and the computer continuously tries to log on every time you boot your computer, it could be that ICQ is trying to log on for you. You may find that you have a program for Winamp Agent. That can be unchecked. Just press the space bar to uncheck it. Maybe you have Microsoft Office in here. Again, that can be unchecked. You can uncheck Audio HQ if you are using your, if you are a Sound Blaster user. You can uncheck anything that sounds like it's associated with an application that you don't want to run on startup. If you use Instant Messenger, MSMSGS will be in your startup here in your msconfig. You can uncheck it. You don't want that to run on startup most of the time. However, if you do, you can enable it. You'll find options for your virus scanner. You may find options for your CD burner. You may find options for your printer here within the msconfig. Now, I have disabled practically everything. I've left my system tray because I want to have my system tray enabled. I have left pop-up stopper because I don't like having pop-up windows, but I do like the ability to run my virus scanner when I want to run it. I don't want it to run automatically, so I have unchecked practically everything within my msconfig. There is an option in here for task monitor. If you would like to have tasks run automatically on your computer, you can configure those. If you don't plan to do that, you can uncheck it. Load power profile is mainly used for desktop or for laptop computers. That's what allows a laptop to shut down and conserve battery power. If you're using a desktop and you shut your computer down regularly, you can unload the load power profile. You'll find two of those within the startup. One of them is there so that it will load for your personal settings if you're on a network or if you're sharing your computer. The other one is there in case a new user is created, then the default load power profile will be enabled. But if you're using a desktop and you manage your own computer, you know how to shut it down, you shut it down properly, and you don't leave it running for long periods of time unattended, then you can disable that load power profile. It's really not necessary. Other options that may be installed may be specific to your computer, so if you're in doubt, you may want to leave them enabled and contact your computer manufacturer and see if they're really necessary or if they're just things that were added by programs that were installed on your computer. Once you're done configuring your MSConfig, you will want to tap to the OK button and press the space bar, and it'll ask if you want to reboot. You can say yes and reboot your computer. And the next time the computer boots, you may find it's running a little bit more efficiently because you've gotten rid of all of those things that did not belong in your startup menu. Now let's talk a little bit about some other menus that are available with Windows and are easily accessed through the Run dialog. Of course, you can browse through My Computer or Windows Explorer to the Windows folder, and then you could cursor down to the desktop and press Enter. You could locate your Send To and press Enter and load it that way. I'm just showing you kind of a shortcut way, kind of a fun little way, a different way to accomplish the same task within Windows. Let's return to the Run dialog and access another folder which may be of interest to you. Pressing Windows key R, let's access a folder that has two words in its name. When you are accessing a folder directly from the Windows folder that has two words in its name, you need to put it in quotations. So I want you to type, quote, start, S-T-A-R-T, space, menu, M-E-N-U, quote, and press Enter. When you do this, use your up and down arrow key and you may find something familiar here. Notice that you have programs. You may have New Office Document, Open Office Document, and Windows Update. This is the start menu of your computer. And any changes you make here will affect the start menu of your computer. So if you use your up and down arrow key and, for example, delete Open Office Document and New Office Document, they will be removed from your start menu. If you focus on Programs and press Enter, you'll find all of the programs on your computer in your Start menu are here. And if you create a folder and gather some shortcuts into that folder, if you delete items from within this particular folder, you are affecting what is displayed in your Start menu. Now this can be real nice. You know you have Microsoft Access, Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft PowerPoint, Microsoft Word, all these Microsoft tools. Maybe you'd like to put them into a folder called Microsoft Office. And then you would simply focus on Microsoft Office and then select the appropriate option from within the menu. You can do so. Within your Start menu, open your File menu and press Enter on New. Press Enter on Folder and type Microsoft Office and type Microsoft Office and press Enter. Now that creates a new folder called Microsoft Office within your Start menu. Now you can use your selection commands to select Microsoft Access, Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft PowerPoint, Microsoft Word, etc. Select them using your selection keys. Remember, you can focus on one, use your shift down arrow, or you can use your control key. Hold it down, don't let go of it, and use your arrow keys, and when you find something you'd like to select, press your space bar. Once everything is selected, press Control X to cut them to your clipboard. Focus on Microsoft Office and press Enter, and then paste them into that folder. Now, when you go into your Start menu, you will find that you have a new item called Microsoft Office. When you open that, there will be all your Microsoft Office applications. So you can clean up your Start menu right here within the Start menu folder of Windows. Now, of course, you could navigate this normally by going into My Computer, focusing on the C drive and pressing Enter, focusing on Windows and pressing Enter, focusing on Start menu and pressing Enter. But this is just a quick and dirty way to accomplish it. Windows key R, quote, Start space, menu, quote, Enter, and you're in the Start menu of your computer. Any changes you make, any deletions you make, any renaming that you do, remember you can rename an item. Press F2, type the new name, press Enter. Any changes you make will affect the actual Start menu, the Program subfolder, any other submenu that you deal with here within this folder will affect your Start menu. It's important to remember. So it's nice to be able to access these various elements just through the use of your Run dialog. I think you can see this is a real powerful tool of Windows. You can open drives, folders, Documents. You can open up a folder directly from the Windows folder by just typing its name. You can open up an application directly from the Run dialog within the Windows folder by just typing its name. You don't have to add the extension if it's in the within the Windows folder. Notice when we typed msconfig, we didn't type an extension. That's because it's within the Windows folder, the host folder of Windows, so there's no need. But if you're going to type a path, it's important that you remember that extension. And if a file name has two names, maybe you're opening up /mydocuments/myresume.doc. It's important you put it in quotation marks. If it has two names at the end, or if it just consists of two names like start menu, it has to go in quotation marks. Very, very important that you remember that. So you have the ability to access a number of options from within your Run dialog of Windows. You have the ability to use your context menu throughout Windows. A good place to use that context menu is on the internet. Let's say you go to a website and you want to download a document, but every time you press enter on the link, you end up actually listening to the sound file or viewing the document in Microsoft Word, or it automatically launches Adobe Acrobat and you're in the PDF file. If you'd like to download that document rather than having to listen to it or view it, that's where the context menu key comes in handy. If you're a WindowWise user, you can use that Windows application key or Shift F10, cursor down to Save Target As, and press Enter. Then you can type a path to which you'd like to save that document, and press Enter, and it will be saved to your computer. If you are a JAWS for Window user, and you focus on the link, and you'd like to download it, press your right mouse button. On your numeric keypad, that right mouse button is right next to your JAWS cursor key. When you tap that, that will open up the context menu. You cursor down to Save Target As, press Enter, type the path to which you'd like to save the file, and press Enter to save it. It will be downloaded to your computer. So that's one place where it's really a nice feature to have that application menu handy and available to you. So you can use it to send shortcuts pretty much anywhere you'd like. You can send files to your A drive. You can send files to email recipients, all through the use of that context menu, which is accessed with your Windows key or Shift F10. One last thing I'd like to discuss with you is default applications. A lot of times when you install an application, it will decide that it will be the default application for a particular file type. This may happen if you install Winamp, but you want Windows Media Player to be your default player for MP3 files. Or maybe you've installed Real Audio, and it's decided it's going to play all your MP3s instead of Winamp. Well, you can use your Windows Application menu or your Context menu to tell Windows that you want it to be directing these files to a specific application. Here's an example. Let's use MP3 files. All of a sudden, you find them going to Real Audio rather than going to Winamp. What you would do is focus on My Computer and press Enter from your desktop. Go to your C drive and press Enter, and then browse the path to an MP3 file on your computer. When you are focused on the MP3 file, don't press Enter. Just focus on it. You will press Shift F10. Shift F10. Will open up a context menu. Cursor down until you find Open With. When you find Open With, press Enter. Now, when you find Open With and press Enter, it opens up a dialog. And you can use your up and down arrow keys or the first letter of the program for which you're searching. For example, you find Winamp. W-I-N-A-M-P. Or if you'd like Windows Media Player, you would press W until you hear WM Player. When you hear WM Player, you're telling the computer you'd like to open this document with the Windows Media Player. Well, there's one more step you want to take if you want to make this permanent. You tab one time and there's a checkbox. Always use this program to open this file type. Check that checkbox and then press Enter. in the future, that application will be permanently associated with that document type. So you see, the Windows application menu or the context menu can be invaluable in helping you solve little problems which may occur. So should you ever have a problem with file types, you have MP3 files that you always play in Winamp, and all of a sudden Real Audio has claimed them as its own, you can go into this Open With option, select Winamp, check that checkbox, press Enter, and there's no reason to call technical support or to ask your spouse or your child to come in and help you, because you have the ability to do it yourself. And it's all done via the keyboard, and it's all completely accessible. And every single thing you've learned today, aside from the little instructions on the internet with JAWS to use that right mouse button, everything you've learned today has been Windows. We didn't concentrate on your screen reader at all. And I think you're discovering through this course, at least I hope you're discovering, that it isn't necessary to be a master of your screen reader to be a master of Windows. Many people feel that having limited knowledge of your screen reader means that you can have no knowledge of Windows. Well, you've learned a lot about your screen reader in this class, I will admit. You've learned to read the current control, read selected text. You've learned to do a lot of things with your screen reader. But you have primarily started to become a proficient user of Windows. And regardless of the screen reader that you would use to access the computer, you would be able to be quite adept at accessing the various features of Windows. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate your sharing this time with me, and I look forward to sharing it with you again next week. If you'd like to contact me with any comments or feedback, please feel free to write Kathy@AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. Or visit me on the web at www.AccessTechnologyInstitute.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you next week on ACB Radio's Main Menu.